First of all, Vicky, can I just ask, how are you then, first of all, if I can start by asking you that?
I'm good, thank you. Tired, but I'm really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been a whirlwind couple of months for you, hasn't it? You sort of talk us through the kind of stuff after you've obviously got out of hospital. What life has been like for you?
At the moment, it's just constant rehab. So I've got appointments almost every day of the week. I've literally got 2 days off. It's like a full-time job having rehab. Like the physio, it's all amazing. So I'm learning how to walk again. But then it's all the different things, like the mental aspects. And it's tiring mentally and physically.
Can you talk us through the rehab? What you're sort of doing to sort of... What you're kind of doing, I suppose, first of all. Just the kind of things you're doing day in and day out, really.
I'm having physio maybe 2-3 times a week. That'll be, it's about an hour away, so I've got to travel, which is always tiring. So I get there and it's sort of, I put my prosthetic leg on, or we'll do some exercises and I'll start walking with that. At the moment, I'm not using the parallel bars, so I've just started using a walking stick. But in between the parallel bars, just in case. And then, like, towards the end of each session, I'll come out of the parallel bars and they'll help me walk without the walking stick and without everything. So it's nice because I can finally sort of see a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will.
Yeah. To everybody who's listening about what you're doing with the rehab, what's the sort of the aim, I suppose? What kind of point do you want to reach with the rehab eventually then?
Eventually I just want to be able to have my leg on, just get up in the morning, put my leg on and then that's it, take it off and then at night and I'm done. Like at the moment I've got to wear it for about half an hour and then if it starts hurting I'll take it off and then like a few hours later I'll put it back on. I've got to sort of keep it on and off so it doesn't, like, hurt or I'm not... my stump has to get used to it, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's it like now at the moment, trying the leg on and stuff like that? What kind of issues do you have to sort of deal with, I suppose, with in regards to the rehab as well? And...
Well, my rehab went and is going quite slow than usual because I had a skin graft, so where that skin graft come from was the bottom of my thigh and it's, like, it goes... it just covers the back of my thigh and the sides. And that became infected quite a few times and then it became ulcerated. And it was so painful, I couldn't touch it. It hurt to sit down and because it's on the bottom of my back of my thigh, it's obviously sitting down. And it was horrible. I couldn't wear my prosthetic leg. I couldn't even try one on because they didn't want to make it worse than it was. So obviously that's made everything really slow, but finally, after I had that done, beginning of June, so finally it's getting better. So I'm obviously using my prosthetic leg a lot more.
Yeah, do you feel like it's getting a lot better, sort of? I know you said it's a sort of slow process, but do you feel a sort of light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, a sort of a clear sort of goal, if that makes sense?
Yeah, finally. I mean, I've only started seeing that the past week or so just because they got me out of the parallel bars and I was like, what are you doing? I didn't expect it so soon at all.
Yeah. I mean, you're obviously next month going to be on the catwalk, aren't you? Do you want to, first of all, explain why you're doing it and what it's all about as well?
I've always been interested in modelling. But I never had the chance to do it. I've never had the opportunity. So obviously I got approached by Models for Diversity and I emailed them, like they asked, sent a few photos, sent them a little bit about myself and they were still really interested and then they asked me if I wanted to do a fashion show which includes walking on the catwalk. So that's on the 3rd of October in Shepherd's Bush, so that should be really good. I'm not sure what I'm wearing yet. They've made something individually for me, so hopefully.
So what's the aim of when you do the catwalk? How will it work then, so to speak, then?
The reason I said yes to actually doing it was because a lot of people maybe they've got like self-confidence issues, or they've got other issues, like not even if it doesn't even matter if they're an amputee, if they've just got other issues or other medical problems, things like that. If they see me doing this after obviously losing my leg and going through everything I've been through, that I've done this like so soon after doing it, I just want people to realise that they still can do normal things. I'm only just sort of getting back into not normal life, because I'm still not independent at all, but I sort of want people to realise that they can do other things, and even if some doors shut, then others will open.
Is that the overall aim for yourself, Vicky, to eventually be independent as possible and eventually walk again as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to have to rely on my mum and dad, because they have a life as well. And as much as I know they don't mind looking after me, it's sort of, I do. I want to get back, because I'm meant to be at university. I've had 2 years on my own looking after myself, being independent, and now I've obviously lost all of it. So it's hard. So I just want people to sort of realise that no matter what they're going through, they can get through it.
Can you describe what it would mean to you to when you finally reach that point, to be able to have that independence again and to be able to walk?
It'd just be amazing. I can't imagine it right now. I can't imagine being independent, because I can't even take a drink from one room to another. Everything is very difficult, and I've got to ask for help like all the time. So I can't really imagine being independent at the moment, but I know somewhere in the future it's there.
But that's the thing, isn't it? It gives you something to aim for. You know yourself, just by talking to you, you know your goals, you know what you want to do, I suppose, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, modelling is a big thing, so I want to carry on doing that, and I want to sort of be as successful as possible whilst doing that, because it's something I've always wanted to do. But obviously that involves being independent, because eventually maybe it'd be sort of like a job role, maybe.
You spoke about hoping to inspire other people as well, maybe who are going through their own personal battles as well. How important is that for you to hopefully inspire other people?
I've had a lot of messages from, like, I've had a few of young girls saying what they've gone through. And I've actually had one put me up for an award, a bravery award. And I've never met her, I don't know her, but that's in October, and hopefully I will get to meet her, because we can go. I don't know if I've got the award, but I'm not, but it'd be amazing if I did receive it, but obviously I don't really care. Not that I don't care, but it's just amazing that she's put me up for it. Can't believe that she's done it. Like, what the email that she wrote was just so sweet. Like, she's just a lovely girl. But what she's been through, and hearing that I've helped her, because she was in a lot of pain and she's been in hospital, like hearing that I've helped her just sort of inspired me, really, to help other people, because it just makes me feel so much better when someone says, I couldn't do it, but after seeing what you're going through, and when people tell me I'm inspiring, I can't see it, but it's still amazing when people tell me that.
Is that something, did you ever think that when obviously you were going through and still going through what you're going through, did you ever realise for 1 second how much reaction you would get from people, and how people would react to it? And how, like you said, people are saying that you're inspiring them. Did you ever think that would be the case?
No. I had no idea that I'd be able to actually inspire people as much as I have already, and if I can carry on doing that, then that'd just be amazing. So I just want to help people.
Can I just ask about the Pride of Britain Awards as well, that were on TV as well? You were there as well, and giving an award out to some very special people. Can you just tell us a little bit about that, first of all?
I can't thank those three people enough. Obviously I've got to know them a lot more, and they've helped me after the accident. And Ben Clark actually put me in touch with Kate Philp, and obviously she's helped me a lot as well. She's made me realise what I actually could do. Like, I don't, if I hadn't have met her, I might not have been as confident as I am about wanting to inspire people. But the Pride of Britain Awards, it was amazing to be able to see them, because they didn't know we were going, so it was a complete surprise. So seeing their faces and being able to see them, and at them, for them to actually realise that they went above and beyond the duties, and they risked their lives to save us. And without them, we wouldn't be, well, I know we probably wouldn't even be here. So it's not enough. Like, the Pride and Britain Awards, like, obviously they realise now, but I can't thank them enough.
That's the thing, isn't it, that they overwent health and safety warnings and every sort of thing in the book, really, to help you and the rest as well. How does that make you feel when you realise what lengths they went to make sure that they could go and treat you?
I just never thought people could actually do anything like that. I mean, obviously, what they did was amazing, and hopefully no one will ever have to do that again, but having people like that in this world is amazing.
Can I just ask, just obviously a couple of months after the accident, then, how do you feel about what happened that day? How do you feel now about what happened that day?
I've talked about it the entire time. There's probably not been like a week where I've not spoken about it, but I'm coming to terms with it slowly. It's still upsetting, and I still sometimes get a little bit down, and I'm get a bit upset, and I sort of think, what if, like what if I didn't do that? What if I didn't go to Buxton Uni and do what I did? But it was obviously meant to happen. Like, things that have happened up to that point were obviously meant to happen. So I am coming to terms with it, but I just need to stop thinking what if, things like that.
Yeah. Can I ask you about what you remember of that day, if you mind me asking? Just, and you've talked about it a lot, obviously, but can I just ask you what are your memories, what you clearly remember of that day?
I pretty much remember everything. Obviously I've been through it that many times. So I am glad that I can remember everything, because I think if I didn't, then it'd annoy me and I'd want to know, because the questions that I've asked the fire service, like the speed and like whether we collided into it multiple times, so obviously I fainted, it's just helped me being able to ask those questions and actually seeing the car as well. Obviously, just don't know.
are you closer to any form of answers to why it happened at all?
Obviously, we had the visit from the Alton Tower staff, and we had Nick Varney and Ian Crabb visit me. I've had two of the staff visit me almost every single week in hospital, which I'm obviously really grateful for. But when they came most recently, when Nick Varney came, he obviously told me some, like, the investigation and things that they thought happened. And obviously it made me upset. But obviously we're still waiting for more answers. So just waiting. Really, it's just a waiting game.
What answers do you want to find out from the investigation and from them as well?
I just want to know why it definitely happened. But then at the same time, it's happened, and I just want to know that it won't happen again. I'd hope that with what has happened to us, it sort of taught people a lesson, and hopefully there'll be something in place to stop this ever happening again. Obviously, it's never going to be 100%, but obviously the most, I don't know.
How do you feel about when people talk about the Smiler ride itself? How do you feel about it if it's still up and running and stuff like that? How do you feel knowing that people are still using it, I suppose, and still using it?
I'd prefer it not to be running. I'm not expecting it to close completely, although I'd prefer that. I just think right now the smiler is associated with what's happened to us. So I don't think, I personally wouldn't open it right now if I ever had to open it. But it's just so raw and everyone, obviously, the association. But obviously I understand that they do, obviously, from a business point, have to open it because it's just sat there not earning any money. And obviously it was a very expensive ride. Was it 19 million or something like that? But if they can make that ride safer, then I'd much rather that than them open it and not. Because even before this happened, there was that many things that went wrong with it and it was always breaking down. And people were like, you know, I'm not going on it because it's broke down. So if people were saying that before this happened, what are they going to say now? Obviously, people are still going to go on it, but if people were saying that beforehand, then what are they going
to
say now?
Do you think when people hear about what happened to you, Joe, and Leah as well, that they'll think twice about roller coasters before maybe going on one of them, just sort of think about what kind of risk they may be putting themselves into, I suppose?
I don't know. Maybe. I suppose it depends what kind of person you are. I think they'll think about us and they'll think about what happened. But if they like rides, then they like rides and they'll go on them again. It's not... I'm hoping this will never happen again. And there are things... The Alton Towers have promised us that there's things put in place so this won't happen again.